Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is December 1st, 2016, and I know this day means a lot for many of us. And this is Rose Dallas, aka Adaya Praise. And I just want to say it is a wonderful thing to be alive and to be able to enter into the presence of Yahushua, our Mashiach, the anointed, appointed Son of the Most High. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to enter into the presence of Father Yahweh. And beloved, I just want to praise Father Yahweh, and I just want to praise Yahushua Messiah, because, you know, the word says, beloved, that when we come to present our gifts at the altar, if we have anything with anyone, we should go and make peace, beloved. And I just want to encourage you to do that, to come to the Father in spirit and in truth, because that's whom the Father seeks, to worship Him. And I just want to praise Father Yahweh for children this morning, because you know what, beloved? The Spirit of Yah does speak through the children. So may we have ears to hear and may we have eyes to see as we go through this life. So Father, I just want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. And thank you for giving me a heart that can forgive, and forgive me for beating upon myself, because I'm the one who, you know, when I come down hard on myself, I'm the one whose health suffers. So, beloved, I praise Father Yahweh for you wherever you are. And if you haven't heard part one of Come, I encourage you to go back and listen to part one. And this is part two of Come, and it's titled Come, the Spirit and the Bride. So we're going to dive into that this morning for the sake of time. And I just want to say once more, praise Yahweh, praise Yahushua Messiah. Let everything that has breath praise Father Yahweh. And beloved, I pray you're well. And I pray Elohim's blessings over you and your loved ones each and every day. Hallelujah. Praise Father Yahweh. Now the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let those who hear this, come. Let those who are thirsty, come. Let those who want the water of life, take it as a gift. And we see that in Revelation 22, verse 17. The water of life, beloved, is considered to be a gift. I know right now around the world, people are buying up gifts and to celebrate their different holidays that they celebrate, and the stores are happy. But again, the point is that they're buying gifts for their loved ones. And I remember as a child, and even at some point as an adult, when I was celebrating certain holidays, that, you know, I would get gifts and the kids, we would give gifts, right? But 2013 was the last year we celebrated Christmas holiday as I came into knowledge of truth about the real idea behind Christmas. Hundreds of years ago, and I made my decision that, okay, I will serve Father in spirit and in truth and in keeping with what I discovered and what is true. We no longer as a family observe the Christmas holiday, but we do buy gifts throughout the year and buy rewards for the children. So to know that you can receive the gift of life and you did not do anything for it. And by that I mean that you didn't have to die like Yahushua Messiah did. Okay? You didn't suffer those stripes by those Roman soldiers. You didn't have to carry a wooden your own wooden stake to be hanged on. So beloved, let us not take this gift lightly. It came at a cost, the cost of the the life of the Son of Yahweh, our Elohim. And beloved, there is something we as believers ought to do, and there is a way we as believers ought to be living. And we're called, beloved, we'll see Messiah talk about this in the Gospels, that we're called to not be one with the world. We're called to be separate from the world. But I'm going to go ahead and read Revelation chapter 22. And it says, the angel showed me, and this is John, a river filled with the water of life, as clear as crystal. It was flowing from the throne of Elohim and the Lamb. Between the street of the city and the river, there was a tree of life visible from both sides. It produced 12 kinds of fruit. Each month had its own fruit. The leaves of the tree will heal the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of Elohim and the Lamb will be in the city. His servants will worship him and see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night, and they will not need any light from lamps or the sun, because Yahweh Elohim will shine on them. They will rule as kings forever and ever. And I'm reading from the Names of God Bible translation. So it's pretty cool, beloved, because we see the water of life, as clear as crystal, is flowing from the throne of Elohim and the Lamb. The Lamb here being Yahushua, our Messiah. Okay? So, beloved, and right there between the street of the city and the river, which is the water of life, was also a tree of life. And it's visible from the river, it's visible from the street. So that produced 12 kinds of fruit. And beloved, it talks about the leaves of the tree will heal the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. I know if you're facing sickness or pain, I mean, some people have pain that is so tremendous that they rather die. I pray that, you know, we will never know such kind of pain, but it does exist. And I just want to pray and encourage that person that one day, beloved, one day when you say no in this life, yes to Yahushua, yes to Father Yahweh, that one day you will be able, beloved, to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. And this is what he's saying today, to come those who are thirsty. Come, those who are lost. Come, those who are sick and tired. Come, okay, and drink of this water. Because when you drink it, beloved, you're going to see that you will never thirst again. So let me look at John 22, reading at 6. He said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. Yahweh Elohim of the spirits of the prophets has sent his angel to show his servants the things that must happen soon. I'm coming soon. Blessed is the one who follows the words of the prophecy in this book. I, John, heard and saw these things. When I heard and seen them, I bowed to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing me these things. He told me, don't do that. I am your co-worker. I work with other Christians, the prophets, and those who follow the words in this book. Worship Elohim. Then the angel said to me, don't seal up the words of the prophecy in this book, because the time is near. Let those who don't have Elohim's approval go without it, and let filthy people continue to be filthy. Let those who have Elohim's approval continue to have it, and let holy people continue to be holy. And holy simply means to be set apart, beloved. Okay, we're called to be set apart for Yahweh, for Yahushua, a holy people. I'm coming soon. I will bring my reward with me to pay all the people based on what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. That's verse 14, beloved. It said, blessed are those who wash their robes. Okay? That's how you're going to enter. That's how you're going to have the right to the tree of life. And that is how you're going to go through the gates into the city. So just remember that. Outsider dogs, sorcerers, sexual sinners, murderers, idolaters, and all who lie in what they say and what they do. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to give this testimony to you for the assemblies. I am the root and descendant of David. I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let those who hear this come. Let those who are thirsty come. Let those who want the water of life take it as a gift. Take it as a gift, beloved. Take it as a gift. This is the best gift that you can receive this holiday season, and it's the best gift that you could give to a friend, a coworker, a family member, or even someone that unfortunately have became your enemy. I warn everyone who hears words of the prophecy in this book. If anyone adds anything to this, Elohim will strike him with the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away any words from this book of prophecy, Elohim will take away his portion of the tree of life and the holy city that are described in this book. The one who is testifying to these things says, yes, I'm coming soon. Okay? He's coming soon, beloved. And his rewards are going to be with him. That is who is coming soon. And his rewards are going to be with him. I know the world and even Christians say this big, fat, chubby, obese man in a suit is coming and he's bringing gifts for those who are naughty and those who are nice, and he's make his list. But Revelation chapter 22, verse 20 says, the one who is testifying to these things says, yes, I'm coming soon. And that's who we as believers ought to be waiting for in spirit and in truth. So hallelujah, come Master Yahushua. The goodwill of Master Yeshua will be with all of you. Hallelujah. Goodwill. Goodwill of Master Yahushua. There's no man that is going to save us, beloved. There's no imaginary man in a red suit that, you know, is going to bring these rewards. We know those are made up stories. We know those are pigment of the imagination. But there is one. And he doesn't judge us, beloved. He doesn't condemn us like we're going to see as I continue reading here. So this message is not to judge anyone. This is not even about a Christmas message or anything. This message is about come. The Spirit and the bride say come. And in coming, we break off these traditions of men, okay? And we take up the yoke and the burden of Yah and Yahushua, which he say is light and easy, beloved. Hallelujah. Praise Father Yahweh. So, beloved, again, we see that and we confirm that it's a gift. Drinking of the water of life is a gift. Okay? Being able to get entrance through the gates or robes would have to be washed. And that's how we'll be able to eat the fruit of the tree of life. And we know this tree was in the beginning, and we're seeing this tree again in the end. So when Adam and Eve ate the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, it caused them to bring death unto us. Now Yahushua, Messiah, when he came, when he died, he brought the gift of salvation. So that's pretty much what is going on here. And we see, in order to eat of that tree, in order to eat of the fruit of the tree of life that is in between the water of life and the street of the city, we have to be made clean. So, beloved, knowing it is a gift, how awesome is that? The gift of Yah through Yahushua is life. and it is free. Free for the taking. Beloved, declare with me today that you will put aside every known sin, that you will give Father Yahweh and Yahushua reign of your life, that you will allow him to use even what seems to be negative for your good in your life as you say, yes, Father Yahweh, yes, Yahushua Messiah. Hallelujah. So it's free for the taking. The word says, beloved, that through Yahushua, beloved, because Yeshua said in John 6, verse 40, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but through him. So it is safe to say, beloved, that there is only one Messiah. There's only one Messiah, beloved. One Savior for believers professing faith in Elohim. Now, in looking at the conversation Messiah had with the woman at the well in John, I'm going to go there real quick. And while I'm going there, beloved, I am to correct that scripture. It's John 14, 6, that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming unto the Father but by me. That's John 14, 6. And I will put that, I will edit that so that reflects that scripture. So that's John 14, 6. And in John chapter 4 is where you find the conversation with Messiah and the woman at the well. And I'm going to go ahead and read this. So it says, now Yeshua learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Yahushua who baptized but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Yeshua, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Yeshua said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples at the time had gone to buy, gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Yeshua answered her, if you knew the gift of Elohim and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. So if she knew the gift, beloved, same as in Revelation 22:17, the gift, the living water of Yah is a gift, okay? And Yeshua said he would give it to her freely. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? Yeshua answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, go call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Yeshua said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What have you just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Yeshua replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Elohim is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Yeshua declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. I'm going to read 28. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Be the Messiah. They came out of the town and made their way toward him. These are the words of Father Yah. Thanks be to Elohim. So, beloved, in looking at the conversation Messiah had with the woman at the well, who had had five husbands, and the one she now has was not hers, and that Yahushua did not judge and condemn her, he offered her the free gift of salvation, which she eagerly and gladly accepted. As a woman, beloved, I can relate to her emotional state. For her to be in a position where she had had five husbands who were not hers, and the one she now has was not hers, tells me, woman to woman, she was broken. So when the Savior, who should have had no dealings with her, number one, for being a woman, two, for being a Samaritan, as the Jews and the Samaritans did not mingle, when he offered her the free gift of salvation, living water, eternal life that she would never thirst again, she gladly accepted. And not only did she accept, she went sharing the good news of how she met the Messiah, and they came to see for themselves. The word does encourage us, beloved, to taste and see that he is good. And I'm here to end. I end by saying, yes, beloved, Messiah is good. Messiah is wonderful. Messiah is awesome. And in Messiah and through Messiah is this living water. In Messiah and through Messiah is the only access to our Elohim. So, beloved, are we putting Father Yahweh first as believers? Or are we putting business? Are we putting children? Are we putting family? We're putting health. We're putting everything else on this planet before him. But yet we say we love him. Remember, we're encouraged to love him with all our might, with all our heart, with all our soul. What does that look like in the physical? Are we following Yahushua? Or are we following the patterns of the world? It's my sincere prayer, beloved, that you are following Yahushua, who is the living water. I pray today that you will accept the free gift of salvation that is found in none other but Yahushua, our Messiah, the Father Yahweh. So thank you, Father Yahweh, for this word. I pray that those who listen will receive a blessing and that they will come unto you. So thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah.